Street, Paul. All County of St. Paul residents will all be heading to the polls on October 18, as two names have been put forward for Reeve, and multiple candidates have stepped forward in all but two divisions. According to the official list of nominated candidates released September 21, two people will battle it out for the Reeve position and one will replace incumbent Steve Upham, who decided not to seek re-election. Former County of St. Paul Councillor Glenn Aukerman, who represented Division 1 when he served previously, has thrown his name into the race, along with Yvonne Weinmeier. In Division 1, which is located on the most eastern portion of the municipality, incumbent Daryl Younghans has been acclaimed and will retain his seat around the table. In Division 2, there will be three names on the ballot, including incumbent Kevin Wursta. He will be joined by candidates Jim Kiss and Johnny Nielsen. In Division 3, there will be an even longer list for residents to choose from. Longtime councillor Cliff Martin will not be seeking re-election, but there is plenty of interest in getting the job done. Albert Boratinek, Janice Fodchuk, Ross Krakowski, Mark Marcoux, and Linda Megger were all included in official candidate list. In Division 4, incumbent Maxine Fodness will retain her seat after being acclaimed. When reached for comment, Fodness said she is grateful to the people of Division 4 for their confidence in her. My ongoing commitment is to set county priorities within the fiscal landscape that meet the service needs of residents, she said, adding, this means keeping taxes low, streamlining county operations and providing affordable county services within the annual budget. She acknowledged there will be challenging times ahead, but she is prepared to serve the residents for the betterment of all in the County of St. Paul. Division 5 will see two names on the ballot, with incumbent Dale Hedrick seeking re-election and Carol Reeves also stepping forward. In Division 6, incumbent Laurent Amiot is not seeking re-election and three candidates have stepped forward to serve. That list includes Louis DeChain, Wendy DeHod, and Ed Miller. Residents will be given the opportunity to learn a bit more about the candidates at a virtual all-candidates forum, scheduled to take place September 28 at 6:30 p.m. The St. Paul and District Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the event. Advance voting will take place on October 7, 8, and 9. Election day is Monday, October 18. An elector who is unable to vote at an advance vote or at a voting station on election day may apply to vote by special ballot under the following circumstances: a. Physical incapacity. B. Absence from the local jurisdiction. Or C. Being a returning officer, deputy returning officer, candidate, official agent or scrutineer who may be located on election day at a voting station other than that for the elector's place of residence, according to the County of St. Paul. If you require a special ballot, please contact Phyllis Corbière, deputy returning officer, at 780-645-3301-X. 1203 or email pcorbière at county.stpaul.ab.ca. This story was updated to reflect comments from acclaimed candidates.